when you got something done that was hard work all by yourself, and a friend of yours has been sitting over there watching you the whole time, you might be a little put out with this person and turn around and say, well, you, what? Why didn't you help me?
You saw me struggling. Were you interested in my achievement, or were you hoping for my failure or something? Someone see you bleeding, so are you hurt? You know, that's a stupid question, but sometimes you get it.
But do you ever say might have, you might have helped me, or you might have done this?
Not too often, but there are some instances in which that expression comes up. I might have done this if I had been properly urged, some of that stuff. Yes.
Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I
might.
What is the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
We'll think about the owl.
Do you know a real small variety of that?
The hoot owl is one. I've heard the varieties. And I've studied some species of owls. I've seen several different kinds of. I don't recall at the moment though what all these varieties and species are. I've seen them in a museum and various other places, even in zoos as I travel around. But I don't recall the names properly.
Have you ever heard, your grandmother or somebody say, there goes a screech owl?
Yes, yes, that's one of the kinds.
Was that the word they called it, screech, or?
Well, the screech owl is not too plentiful anyway, and when one mentions something like that, it's usually a scarcity of that particular species, usually one owl. It's a regular hoot owl, it's the ones you find almost in anybody's woods that. Well, owl will be found for the most part.
The kind of bird that drills holes in trees or telephone poles is a
woodpecker.
Have you ever heard it called a peckerwood?
Well, sometimes it just depends, you know. I call them woodpeckers because this is what he does. He pecks on wood and of course, we used to say around here, redhead woodpecker, something of that sort, and because this was always a bad omen, you know, when one of these things flying on top of your house and you start pecking on your house, this was a sign of death or some type of. I've heard this all my life, you know. If a woodpecker light on your house and start pecking on your house, it's a sign of death or some sadness is coming to the home.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood refer to a class of people?
Oh, yes. Well, my good friend, I think, is always. There's a place out to the northwest of us. They call it Peckerwood Corner. I don't know why. I've never asked him anything about it because he likes to speak in derogatory terms of race and this type of thing and people, and I don't indulge in this type of thing, so I ignore. I just let him do the talk, and whatever he has to say, I smile in my hearing what he said, and that's about
it. So it is a derogatory term.
It's a derogatory, in my book it is, yes.